Roll call, please.
Leroy?
Here.
Lannan?
Present.
LaRose?
Present.
Layton?
Present.
Walsh?
Present.
Brent?
Present. Public comment? And... okay, so approval of the agenda. There's a couple things that looks like we need to add to the agenda. It's the Pickleball Association, as well as the 2% travel grant for Mount Holiday. If we could put those before the 2020 meeting dates.
What was the second one?
2% travel grant for Mount Holiday. Then we'll go to the Pickleball Association first, followed by the travel grant.
Oh, pickleball, thank you.
I make a motion that those two items be added to our agenda.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Approval of the amendments from September 16th.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. It's your report. So before us, we have the minutes from the Board of Trustees, their September 9th meeting, Planning Commission, their October 1st meeting, and then there was no Zoning Board of Appeals this month, so there are no minutes in there for that. I just wanted to make you all aware that those, that you have copies of those. So the treasurer's report.
All right. If you'll go in your packet to the third, I think it's the third sheet. Actually, the fourth one. We're looking for the one that goes crossways, and it's got... the Park Commission stuff specifically. The other reports are more for the whole township. So this just shows what we've spent so far, and there's really nothing of significance. We have our meeting fees, a little bit of money for Jen's Park, attorney fees, engineering fees, and payroll expenses. So there's really been nothing of significance in October so far.
Great.
Any questions?
Supervisor's report.
Yep, things have started to slow down just a little bit. We're pretty busy with the Grace McDonald Park over the summer, and that was a really nice improvement that all of you funded and worked for, so that was very nice. Residents have had positive comments about that. Just a couple of things I want to bring your attention to. One is I came across two articles that I supplied copies of. One has to do with the bike paths, which I thought was pretty interesting, giving the timeliness of the DNR Trust Fund application that we have that we have applied for, that we should hear from in December, and that obviously has a bike path on it. You know, we don't immediately intend on doing anything quickly with that property. If you remember, we have a maintenance agreement with Mount Holiday for that, so we'll see, but that's something to think about maybe long term. And that goes into, I think, several of the projects in that article were grant funded as well. So and the second thing was just something you really don't think about, but as you're planning for open spaces, of course, a lot of our parks are deep in the shade, which is nice, but is the power source. You're starting to see some of the power sources. So this is a solar one that you could charge your phone in an open space. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting little thing that they were, amenity that they were starting to put in common spaces. Let's see. The 2020 budget, as now we have yet to have our budget workshop for the Board of Trustees. That is scheduled from a week from today. And in going over the items, I have, they have a recommended, so they'll know exactly what was, or I'm sorry, a requested budget, so they'll know exactly what was requested. And then there is a recommended column as well. And the recommended is what I've done to the budget and the people requesting it to make that balance or see where we're going to take the money from. So with that, I have adjusted some of the board's requested funds, and I wanted to go over those with you. Again, the board hasn't seen these yet, so but there are just some, we have some cyclical expenses that are hitting next year, so it's a little bit tighter budget. I know we've increased the budget for parks over the last couple years because we were doing like the Grace McDonald that takes bumps it up and so forth. And we want to continue to do those things and work on the grant applications and things like that. So I think it's pretty marginal. You'll see the 2020 requested budget there with the green barred paper. If you look down through that, the things that I've changed, and I did discuss this with your chair one morning when he stopped in to say a friendly hello, and I said, sit down, we need to look at your budget. But we've taken the supplies from $2,000 to $1,000. You'll notice that your contract services for your attorney, engineer, and grant, as well as your regular contract services, are combined of $25,000. And I've put those at $10,000 and $5,000 respectively, so at $15,000. Your maintenance agreement, the Tartra, was $4,000. I have adjusted that to $5,000 because we don't know what snow will be, and that is could be a fluctuating item. I do feel like it'll stay right at the $4,000, but I don't know that I can be sure. And then, if we are successful with the DNR trust fund application in December next year, we would have that maintenance agreement with Mount Holiday for $5,000 for the 195 acres just south of Mount Holiday Ski Resort.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
So the Tart Trail went from $4,000 to $5,000, and then the Holiday Woods Recreation Area really didn't hit our radar when we were putting this budget together.
Oh, so that's new, totally, a
it
new
is.
Line item. Okay.
Yep, that wasn't on here before. But that is, if you recall, the 195 acres just south of Mount Holiday that's before the DNR Trust Fund. That would be the...
Oh, so if the Trust Fund comes in...
Exactly.
And is that for trail maintenance or signage or?
You know, it's really for their maintenance of the property. So it's not necessarily specifically trail. I don't believe I'd have to go back and look at the agreement. I think it's just more in general. It is not for trail building or anything like that. So anything that we do for trail building would likely be grant funded. In partnership with the township and the Parks Commission. But that's more for general property maintenance. They'd be looking after it. And that came about because, of course, they want to see with the grant application that you have a long-term plan for maintaining the property. But also because, you know, we have, right now we have not quite 1.5 FTEs in the Parks Commission, or not in the Parks Commission, but in Buildings and Grounds Department and maintaining our properties. And really, we don't want to have to bump that up, and this leverages that for us. As a matter of fact, that was one of the points that we made to the DNR Trust Fund, which is this arrangement and agreement saves us in money. The staff that's with Mount Holiday is already over there maintaining a lot of that property. They often frequent it, that area anyway, I believe. So
okay.
So that actually went up to a combined $10,000 on those two maintenance agreements from $4,000. Arbutus Park, was you were putting away $75,000, and if you remember, you were trying to do that for 2 years so that you would have 25% going into a DNR trust fund grant in the 2020 cycle, which would then hit in 2021. I took that to $50,000. I still feel like $50,000 is a healthy amount to put aside for the parks. And let's see, the rest stayed the same. The $15,000 for Grace McDonald Park and $25,000 for your parkland acquisition. So the total becomes rough numbers, negative. So we've changed the budget by taking... we've reduced it by $36,000, but added $6,000 to it, so a net effect of decreasing it by about $30,000. So it's about 20% of what your original budget was, a little less than 20%. This is absolutely just my recommendation. I'm not the Board of Trustees, and they make these decisions. I am staff time in putting together the budget. So, obviously, happy to hear your comments. I'm also, you know, happy to let you know that the budget meeting is next Monday, October 28th, at should be at 6:30 p.m. We have it posted. But happy to, you know, have you there if you would like board members to know of, you know, any of your opinions, supportive or not supportive or otherwise. So... any comments or questions on that this evening? Okay. All right. Moving on to Arbutus number 5 park. We'll be having Carl Ferguson get together with Brian Souza and starting to get those prints ready to come back to you guys with the plan ideas on it for taking that to the trust fund in the beginning of 2020. Now, I hope I'm saying this right. I tried to put in a call. It was very late in the day when I did, so not surprisingly, I wasn't able to get through, but I wanted to clarify, but I think I have it right. We did perk test that the property over there to see if you could put a drainage field there, and it's just too close to the water level. The county health department believes that they could be well assured that a holding tank may work and be appropriate for there. They don't really typically permit holding tanks, but in this instance, with a dedicated maintenance plan and those sorts of things, and working with the township, they would consider doing that. The other option is, as you know, I think they looked at this before, which is boring under the road and up the hill and putting a drain field across the road. That's engineering-wise technically possible, maybe expensive. I don't have the cost to give you to weigh those. I don't remember if you recall any, Susan, from previously. Okay. So I didn't know if you guys had any particular opinions on that, because a holding tank, obviously, we probably would not have, we wouldn't have running water with that, because you could fill that holding tank pretty darn quickly if somebody left a, you know, we wouldn't typically have that, I wouldn't think. Like I said, I'm not an expert on this, so we'll have better information for you, but do you have any specific questions I can make sure we answer through the process?
If it doesn't cost much, it'd be interesting to see what it would be to go under the road and do that kind of scenario, because if you have a holding tank, and maybe if you do a price comparison, again, I don't know that much about it, but I'm sure a holding tank, you're going to have to get it pumped so many times. So in the long term, where would that be? So I think back in the day, we did know that that could be an option to do that, but it was never pursued to the actual cost. Okay. So maybe that'd be something to look at as a second option, or not an option.
Okay. All right.
It'll be expensive, but I think it might be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it cost a... I don't
see when we get the numbers and see if that's cost inhibitive or not.
It might be cost inhibitive.
Yeah. Okay. And Safe Routes to School?
Safe Routes to School, just wanted to let you know we've been having some really good meetings regarding that. I've met with the County Road Commission manager. He was very interested and supportive of some ideas, and so we really look forward to working with the County Road Commission on that. Obviously, they're the Act 51 agency that has to submit the grant application, so but we're all in partnership. We have a very strong group of individuals working that will be working on this. So, of course, as I just mentioned, the County Road Commission, the Township, the TART Trail, and TART Trail has a trustee or a person on their board of directors who professionally was involved with Safe Routes to School. So they've said that they will volunteer some of their time for this. Norte, and we'd like to get some feedback from Beta as well. Everybody seems to think it is an extremely interesting project, probably one of the more interesting ones that they've heard of with the schools, because there's so many schools. Typically it's a school or two schools. You very rarely see that's four. This is four to five schools that we're talking about. So you just don't typically see that. The Parks Commission requested from the board to put aside $40,000 for some seed money and moving this along. So I have spoken with an engineering firm who has an engineer who has been very successful with other Safe Routes to School. I had heard about her, and I was like, okay, sure. But then I happened to be at the Safe Routes to School workshop, and they had several presenters, but she was one of the presenters that day. And the project that she talked about, it was great, and her expertise and her background fit really, really quite well. So I've talked with her, and she's getting a proposal to the township, and we'll look at taking that to the township board. So hopefully that will be really helpful. And that won't exhaust that fund at all. It won't come close to exhausting the funds that were set aside. So one of the biggest challenges, we have a lot going for us with the Safe Routes to School, with the high interest, the several different people in partnership, and of course the schools will be in partnership. Sorry, I should have said that, but I always think of that as a foregone conclusion, but it's not. Where was I going with that? I'm so sorry. You ever have that happen?
Yeah, it's just a very strong proposal.
Yeah, it will be a very strong proposal. Oh, I know what I was going to say. The biggest challenge, and this is for really any of the projects, but especially one that is bigger, and obviously with the size of the project, the financial needs escalate. So one of the tough parts is the Safe Routes to School, you can use that money and the TAP funds for the construction, but not the engineering beforehand. So we'll have to take a look at what that pre-engineering and construction engineering costs are and look at ways of funding those. There's a whole sheet that the Safe Routes to School puts out on where you can look for some of that funding. One of them is the 2% tribal funds, so that may be an option for us in helping fund that. Of course, there's some other very generous foundations in our area, too, that we can look to see if they'll work with us. But looking forward to doing that. The proposal will be coming in really just covers the application process, so gets us through, like, the first phase and gets us to the point where you would start doing pre-construction engineering and so forth. And I think that is it, unless anybody has any questions on anything.
All these four schools are all in our township?
Yeah, we actually have six schools in our township. And, of course, there's four right here. The other two are the Traverse City High School up on 3 Mile Road and then Cortade Elementary over on Rasho Road. These four schools potentially could be counted as five schools with safe routes to school because Grand Traverse Academy is K through 12, and it depends where your eighth graders are taught. So it literally will depend on the configuration of the building and where those students are during the day, and if they cross over to like an addition, which we did have an addition years ago on Grand Traverse Academy that came through our planning commission. And so it will depend on where those different grades are educated, but possibly that could be two schools. The other thing is I recently went to a township supervisors, Michigan Association Township Supervisors, had a fall conference, and I went to that, and one of the main reasons that I went was Mike Smith from Department of Transportation was there, and he works with the TAP funds, I forget what the acronym even stands for, but TAP funds are something that we could use in conjunction with the Safe Routes to School money. So actually, and the TAP funds, if I have this straight, and I think I do, the TAP funds require a matching percentage, but we can use the Safe Routes to School grant as the match for the TAP funds.
Nice.
So that's a very nice situation. So, and the Safe Routes to School are generally $200,000 per school, so we're looking at $800,000 to $1 million here. But that's not even set in stone. It does depend on the project. So it could be less, could be more. The TAP funds do not have a limit on them. So it will depend on the strength of the application and the project itself, the merits of the project. So we really look forward to that. Of course, the biggest thing that we have to tackle first is, because this is the primary goal of Safe Routes to School, it is the goal of Safe Routes to School, which is getting children from point A to point B, which is home and school. So these funds are not for extending the, as much as we'd like them to be, extending a path to the library or to a park or something like that. They're just not. They are meant to get children from home to school and give them the option of either totally or partially being able to walk. And I say partially because they have found that even if you have an alternate drop-off place with the ability to walk, say 5-10 minutes, the last 5 or 10 minutes to school, studies have found that the kids actually do better in school because they've been out and had that fresh air and they're more ready to study when they get to school. So anyway, it's been pretty interesting information and some good conferences, and looking forward to getting that rolling.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we have the business for the Parks Commission and the Pickleball Association. I have down Sue Leisure.
Go with her. Go with her.
I'm Diane. Hi, I'm Sue Leisure, Diane Gimmel. We just wanted to introduce ourselves. Beth said you weren't aware that there was a pickleball committee, and it's at Grace. We work with Grace McDonald Park. The park has been there now 10 years. It was put over top of the, I don't know how long everybody's been around, but it was put over top of the skateboard park. Before that, it was an ice skating rink. And we've been trying to get it cleaned every year, but it's getting hard to find anybody to clean it because it's getting so, the guy's getting so busy and doesn't even return best calls. So, we're having some safety issues, it's getting there's mildew, there's mold, there's cracks on it. The drainage is poor because it was laid over top of the, it's flat, over top of the
ice skate park.
Yeah, the skate park. And we're looking at trying to get it resurfaced so that it like your tennis courts, the water goes off to the edges. Mm-hmm. We'd like to have it crowned up like that. We're having a hard time finding somebody to do that, and we're just more worried about the safety issue. So we just want to bring it up to you to let you know that there is mold on it. We're having a hard time finding somebody to clean it. There's cracks. There's mildew that comes out. And we were cleaning it, but we can't do it anymore. So we just want to introduce ourselves and let you know that that is a concern for us, and trying to raise the money to do it. And I didn't know if you had any questions for our committee or anything.
Do you still use the pickleball?
Yep, we still use it. They still use it. We are losing a few people because of the cracks in the mold. And plus, there's new courts in townish. I don't know if you're aware of that. So some have gone over there. But people are worried that they're tripping over the cracks and slipping. Well, we've had people slip and hurt themselves because of the mildew and mold.
I see here in our notes.
So, for
budgeting Corey. For tennis court and pickleball court repair.
Corey.
Yeah.
So currently we have $15,000 in there at Grace McDonald Park that we're planning on using for the pickleball courts, and I think currently the plan is to figure out the best way to fix that permanently.
That's what we would like to see it more permanent.
Yep.
And we would. Our committee, if you raise it just a hair, like even a half inch in the middle, it will help keep the water up, because that's where it gets all the mildew and the mold on because of the trees. And
So we're thinking currently that it's going to be more than $15,000 to eventually do that.
Yeah.
So possibly cleaning it the best that we're able to this year and just trying to get by spending as little money on it as we're able to this year. So then the next year we're able to completely redo that and make it a court that's going to last for a lot longer period of time.
Could some of that $15,000 go for like engineering plans?
Yep.
To find out exactly what would be the best way to fix it?
The money has to be approved first.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just what we have budgeted currently.
Okay.
For next year. When he said this year, you mean for next year.
Yeah, we understand.
So we're just trying to figure out what the best way to fix that for the long term is currently.
We would love that to be fixed for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just worried about the safety is a big thing in my book.
So in between, you know, the season will start and we need to probably put that as a high priority.
Yeah, definitely.
And do what we can. And if it ends up being that we make an agreement to have it power wash, at least to keep the mold out throughout the summer.
We're looking for someone to do it the right way. We've got a guy that will do it, but he's using the small. He's got his own power washer.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be careful.
Just like a pickleball player is taking
a pickleball
this.
Player.
Yeah, volunteer.
Volunteer.
And the water is turned off now, so they can't.
He went
do
over
it.
To do it, and the water was already turned off.
Mm.
So he'll do it in the spring, he said, but it'll take him like a couple of days.
But I'm suggesting that we take some of that money and make sure that at least for next year, minimum, that we have a contract. I don't care if we have to have a contract. Just someone, a professional, come and get that cleaned.
But we can't seem to get a hold of them anymore.
Who did our basketball courts?
The same contractor.
Sure.
The same guy.
It's Sure Seal.
Okay, then it's time to find somebody else.
That's what we're
And then get that sealed, because when I saw it, I totally agree. There's black mold on there, and you get any kind of wetness, you're just going to be sliding, and there will be an accident, or the cracks in there. That's, you know, so take some of that money, get it somewhat a Band-Aid on it, but get it a better Band-Aid than what it has been this year. So we need to probably put that as a priority to find somebody that can clean it once a month, whatever it takes,
so
you know, for the season.
When does climbing start?
This Wednesday we're taking down all the wind screens and putting all the benches away, but we usually leave the nets up until the first snowflake. And then we put it all away. So we have some diehard pickleball people.
And then in the spring, When would you start?
April. As soon as it's dry.
Yeah, as soon as it's dry. We have to have snow off of it. We have to have it. And usually it's May 1st, that first week we get everything out.
Okay, great.
We have some people that on our committee that go away. They don't come back to
it. What are your responsibilities for the pickleball courts? Because I know you exist, but I don't know.
Yeah, we kind of maintain it. Like, we get the squeegees out, my husband and I and her husband, and, well, really anybody that's over there that has a key. And we, when it rains, if we know we're going to be over there, we go make sure it gets squeegeed off. We take care of putting it up and putting it down.
We buy nets.
Yeah.
As the nets don't last forever. We've bought
the
shade.
Balls.
Like, there's some shade canopies.
Canopies, yeah.
For there.
Oh,
anything
yeah.
you need out there, we just we raise money to buy that stuff, and then the township.
Just through the pickleball.
We sell banners.
The banners that are inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've been selling those. So.
So, you know, I haven't mentioned to them what you guys did recently.
Oh, yeah. We did use a lot of our money and donated the flagpole.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. In honor of Grace. Grace loved the pickleball.
Yeah.
And she got it all started for us. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, she came to all of our meetings. And
she
made sure we had whatever we needed. She was great.
She was wonderful. And so, yeah, we did donate that and, you know, for that. And I was telling her on the weekends we will be putting it up half, pulling it down half staff when needed.
They're partnering with us because when they go half staff, sometimes, you know, Bob is off on Saturday, Sunday. I try, I'm not always around either. And so on the weekends or holidays, they volunteer because they live nearby there. Mm-hmm. And they have a key to it. So they can.
We put it down for Milliken. So.
Well, thank you all for coming. And yeah, that's definitely on our radar, and we're definitely working on it.
Thank you.
So really, as a board, we should pursue reaching out however we need to reach out to get someone that will make a commitment, a company, to go there once a month, whatever is needed. Is once a month good, or during
really,
the peak, every other week?
Spring. Get the mold off really good in the spring. It can usually last through till the fall, but we didn't get it off this spring because we couldn't get a hold of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it got worse and worse and worse. So
when we had the basketball court done, I had them look at the pickleball court. I'm sorry, the basketball court and the tennis court.
Yep, I knew you had that done.
So we had the basketball court cleaned, and we had the tennis court patched. And at the same time, I had him take a look at the pickleball court. And of course, this was last season, not this past season, but a year ago. And at that time, it was not very bad. And he said he would not address it because cleaning it would probably pull up more of the court material than it was worth. And he said he would probably end up damaging it more to just kind of let it go and see how it goes. So this year, it really needed to be done, and we really could not get a hold of him, and probably do need to use somebody different.
We should. Just bottom line, we'll find someone. So let's work on that this winter before May.
And
get it sealed up.
You guys can always call me and if you need my help for anything, too. So
Before we wrap this up, so moving forward, what I'm hearing is we're going to try to Band-Aid it in the spring.
For this next year.
Right, spring of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to revisit this then in the spring?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
okay.
We're going to probably revisit this after all of our budget gets done.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll revisit it as well as probably beginning of the summer, like the mid-spring, this will come back on our agenda, and we'll probably talk about it again. And then probably mid-summer we'll start, hopefully by then we'll have some ideas of how to fix it for the future and try to start figuring that out completely.
So would we look at contract services, or would we look at the $15,000 that we're asking for?
I think probably a mixture of
both,
because you're going to have engineering costs and stuff like that in there. as well.
But what I'm saying, to make sure to clarify, what I'm saying is take money, whether it comes out of contract services or out of part of that 15, and right in the spring have someone already lined up that will be there by April 15th or May 1st.
That's going to be the Band-Aid that will hold it together.
Correct.
But then I want to clarify, what are our action steps moving forward? Do we know people that can make this repair?
The township office will end up looking into that.
Okay, cool.
The thing is, can I make a please.
No. Nope, we get it through the board or through the township.
Can I make a little suggestion? Knowing how busy the contractors are because of there's so many pickleball carts going in, you got to get them lined up in the spring to get them to do anything in the late fall.
Well, once this budget is approved, we can put that on the agenda for the first thing to pursue that search.
I've dealt with that, and I thought, oh, gosh, it's too late again.
Right.
Thank you for everything you do out there. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you need my help, just call. It's okay.
Cool, thank you.
Is there anything I need to stay for, or should we go?
No, you can stay if you want. But
that's what we have to say.
So next up on our agenda is the 2% tribal grant for Mount Holiday. So in our packet, we have an email about that from John Lynch over Mount Holiday, and behind that is the 2% tribal grant application for Mount Holiday there. I believe the second page on that is the resolution for that. Just so we have a number, do you know what number resolution this would be for us?
No, I don't. If you do a resolution, or if you do a motion to approve it, the next resolution number for your year, then we'll fill that in.
Great.
Unless you passed a resolution
that are
in your minutes from last month.
It's going to be like four.
I don't believe we did last.
Five, three. I don't think we haven't done many of these.
It's not too upcoming.
It's what?
It's not very many.
Do we need a motion then?
Yep. I don't believe we need a roll call vote for this, correct? We do need a roll call vote? Okay.
Looks like it.
Yeah. I'm not sure how to word this, but I make a motion to support resolution 2019-whatever-number-we're-on, resolution to support Mount Holiday Nonprofit Ski and Recreation Area for the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians application for Tribal Council allocation 2% of funds.
I'll second that.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Layton.
Yes.
Walsh.
Yes.
LaRose.
Yes.
Lannon.
Yes.
Leroy.
Yes.
Friend.
Yes. Great. And then next thing that we have are the 2020 meeting dates. Those are in our packet. Deb was kind enough to go through our calendar and figure out some dates for those.
Yeah, thank you, Deb.
No, not me, Deb Hamilton.
Nope, Deb Hamilton.
I'm still saying thank you.
It's like usual, it looks like we're generally the third Monday of the month. There are a few changes to that, being January, we're the third Tuesday of the month, February, the third Tuesday of the month, and March, we're the fourth Monday of the month. So, unless anybody sees a problem with any of those dates.
And this will go forward. You'll have a resolution before you in November or December for the next year.
Yep.
But this is just so we can get the resolution together.
I make a motion that we approve the 2020 meeting date schedules as presented in the packet.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. And then the water tower property. So I was going to go before the township board this month, in October. They happen to have quite a bit on their agenda, so I'm going to go talk to them at the next meeting.
December, yeah.
Currently, I believe what we've been thinking about out there is a dog park as well as a walking trail, and possibly also doing an adult fitness walking trail.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound about what everybody wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And then, yeah.
Mr. Chair, that is on Wednesday, November 13th. I have Parks Commission on the agenda.
Can I borrow a pencil, please, or a pen? Thank you very
yep.
much. Also, have just mentioning to them if you would want to, or we could just leave it as the water tower property.
Sorry, can you repeat what was the date for that?
November 13th. When, it's a Wednesday.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. I had on there not only the water tower property, but just I just put Parks Commission update or review this with the grant application.
Okay.
And the water tower property. We can just leave it as the one item, or we can put several of those together. What's your the
unless there is any updates on Arbutus, which there haven't been as far as my knowledge is, any large updates, I would say let's just leave it as the water tower property. Is that good with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Great. Any public comments?
I got a question about the water tower property. So we're bringing this to the Board of Trustees just to pitch the idea on what we'd like to do with it,
yes.
And then
yep.
they'll let us know whether to move forward or, you know, or they'll give us a budget or.
So we're going to bring this to them just to make sure we can use that property because it was purchased
to hold the water tower.
Yeah, to hold the water tower.
It's not park.
Okay.
It's not park.
Yeah.
It's a water tower.
So
I just want to get the okay before we put money into planning this park.
Okay.
So I want to get a general idea so I can go to them instead of just saying, hey, can we use this property? Say, hey, can we use this property for this? Just to give us a stronger
basis
for using this.
Okay.
Well, with that, like, I think we're all thinking anything that we put out there would sort of be not stationary, it would be portable if need be, you know. So as far as the adult exercise stations, I guess the way to say it is those would all have to be, you know, if need be, removable someday.
Is there any, like I went out there and I know that there's a house like right off of 5 Mile there.
Yep.
And does that belong to East Bay? Because I was clicking on it and it's showing East Bay Township. It's a Google map though, so.
We had a map in last month's meeting of the property.
Yeah, it's just that strip back from the water tower property.
Okay. Because I'm wondering where the parking would be. Because I parked by the water tower.
Yep.
Yeah, parking would be an issue.
No trespassing.
Yeah. But I mean, that's easily an issue that we could overcome either having it on the other side of the property or in front of that water tower area.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of those, we could figure that out once we get
the
We're
saying it's
30 acres,
so.
Great. Any other questions from the board? Okay, any public comment for the end of the meeting?
Yes, Justin, you're awesome. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. And with that, the meeting is adjourned.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
If we...
Yeah, we keep that. Let's do that somewhere.
No.
It just exploded.
Terrible idea.